Members of the Senate Armed Services Committee today received a closed-door briefing from Army officials about U.S. treatment of war prisoners in Iraq. Photographs that purportedly show American military personnel abusing Iraqi prisoners have inflamed public opinion in Arab countries and elsewhere. The Pentagon says six unnamed military police have been charged, and another seven MPs have been reprimanded. The case has prompted five separate military investigations. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The Army's Inspector General and its Assistant Judge Advocate General are speaking to the Armed Services panel this morning on the alleged sexual humiliation and torture of Iraqi detainees by U.S. military police. The Senate Committee's Chairman, Virginia Republican John Warner, issued a statement last night announcing the hastily arranged briefing. These allegations of mistreatment, if proven, Warner said, represent an appalling and totally unacceptable breach of military conduct. Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions, who's also on the committee, says those responsible will have to be punished.
It's been a tremendous embarrassment to the entire military. It has placed in jeopardy the lives of soldiers in Iraq. I think it would increase the likelihood that they would be abused if they become a prisoner. And so it's just been a disaster militarily as well as public relations-wise.
Committee Democrat Jack Reed of Rhode Island, himself a former Army paratrooper and West Point graduate, says an internal Army report notes private contractors were also involved and that at least one of the accused military police says he was acting under pressure from superiors.
I don't think it was a situation of just a few people. I think we have to consider the whole structure of command, the relationship of these private contractors. And we have to be satisfied that the Department of Defense is taking it seriously.
But a Pentagon spokesman said yesterday that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has not yet seen or been briefed on the internal Army report on the scandal that General Antonio Taguba completed 2 months ago. General Richard Myers, who chairs the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said over the weekend that he had not seen the Taguba report either.
This is an unacceptable response.
New Mexico Democrat Jeff Bingaman went to the Senate floor yesterday to excoriate the reaction of top Pentagon brass to the scandal.
Leadership and responsibility flow from the top in our military. We all know that. And for the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to handle this matter in this way and indicate that in May he has personally not seen the report, but he assumes it's working its way up through the chain of command. That to me demonstrates to all members of the military that the humane treatment of prisoners is not a priority for our military in Iraq. That is unacceptable.
But Alabama Republican Sessions says he's sure Myers will read what Seymour Hersh in the New Yorker magazine portrays as a damning report by General Taguba.
I think he's gotten a signal now. The chairman is a great leader. There is oftentimes too much bureaucracy in any system. He really should have seen that sooner. It had too much potential for danger and harm when it would be released.
Another Republican, Nebraska's Chuck Hagel, says the Senate Intelligence Panel he sits on should probably also probe the allegations of prisoner mistreatment in Iraq.
We don't know, for example, if the behavior of these soldiers came down from military intelligence authorities, sources. We don't have all the facts. So first, let's get the facts through the military investigation. Second, I think it is appropriate for the Congress to hold oversight hearings on this to find out how did this happen, why it could happen, and how we're not going to allow it to happen again.
Those hearings could begin later this year at a sensitive time in the election cycle. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.